The CEO of SASSA, Busisiwe Mumela, and the Social Development Minister, Lindiwe Zulu, both appeared with the Parliamentary Social Development Portfolio Committee today, and speaking about the very long queues that have been in place now for a couple of weeks at SASSA offices. The biggest problem does seem to have been Western Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, but the other provinces didn't escape entirely. And the image which sticks in my mind and many people's minds is the minister speaking from a police Casper with a loud hailer on at a time when police were trying to enforce social distancing by the use of water cannons. Gay Davis was taking notes as the two answered questions from the portfolio committee. Gay, plenty of mea culpas and plenty of no, lots of bad reporting and that's not the way it was and out of context. But was there any genuine accepting of responsibility for a situation which, let's face it, is the responsibility of the department to have prevented?
Yes, good afternoon, John. Look, we had the minister going on record saying that the sequence of events as reported was incorrect, that she was not in the police Casper when they opened fire with water cannon on elderly and disabled people queuing to reapply for temporary disability grants at the Bellville offices on Friday. She says that she was the one who ran out to tell the police to desist and that she could never have ever ordered police or told police to open fire in that way on people. So, you know, that's her version. And, you know, she's saying she only got into the Casper earlier because they didn't have a loud hailer themselves. She and the CEO of SASSA was Siwe Mamela, who were there and were urging people to try to social distance in the queues. The reason that became a problem at the Bellville office is because on Tuesday there was a COVID incident and that office had to close and people were told to come back on Friday. So there were many, many more people at the office than they would normally have had to deal with. Plus, they say community halls that they usually use as service points had all been closed, and I don't know who dropped the ball there exactly. Bit of a blame game going on between City of Cape Town and Social Development. But they're in talks now to get those community halls opened up because that led to enormous pressure on the 16 SASSA offices. I think it meant that they'd lost something like 150 service points without being able to use these halls. So clearly SASSA under pressure and doing its best today to say that they're putting plans in place to ease the pressure, to deal with all of the reapplications for these temporary disability grants, about 210,000 people affected. They lapsed in December, having been extended a couple of times, but people have to have a fresh medical assessment in order to get them. And that's
was there an acknowledgement, a humble, contrite acknowledgement that they dropped the ball, that they should have taken more time to get the system ready so that once the applications started, they were ready to receive them? Or was it all blame game? Was it all deflecting? Well, we wanted to, but.
Well, look, their presentation itself didn't contain any contrite sort of acknowledgement that they dropped the ball in any way. It simply focused on what they were going to be doing in order to ease the situation. There was an apology from the CEO of SASSA, Busisiwe Mamela, saying, you know, that she was sorry what people had experienced, and she was sorry that they had trouble, you know, with these long queues. Some people, John, spending the night in order to be in a position to get served the next day. So, yes, not a particularly long or detailed apology. She said, you know, we're sorry, but went straight into the explanation about the closure on Tuesday and the extra pressure the offices were under. So, yeah, I think
Did you get a sense that the parliamentarians listening, and I don't know whether there was, again, party divide on this, that opposition parties were attacking and ANC politicians and the portfolio committee we're defending. But did you, listening to all of this, get a sense at the end of it, Gay, that the situation is going to improve dramatically and quickly?
Well, I don't have a sense that things are going to improve dramatically and quickly. All I have is the department, or rather SASSA, saying that they've got more doctors now spanned in to do these medical assessments. They hope to complete those by the end of March. They're offering temporary relief to the tune of 500 rand a month to people who are waiting for those medical reassessments, and that will last for 2 months, so some people will get some relief. These are people who really rely on this grant. They've automatically reinstated about 16,000 people, including 59-year-olds, so that they will be paid out up until the point that they turn 60 and get the old age pension. So I do hear the department trying to do its best, but at the same time, the MPs from across all parties showed sympathy for the pressures that SASSA is under, John. You know, I didn't get a sense that they were cracking down or, you know, excoriating SASSA. I think that there's sympathy on the part of parties for the pressures that SASSA's under. They've had to manage the usual grant system, plus they've had to dispense the COVID relief, and it's obviously been a huge ask for the organisation.
Gay Davis, parliamentary correspondent, thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.